I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It's no secret that all manner of recent news headlines, Twitter messages, and social media video posts have been filled with disquieting, often harsh and vicious epithets, rants and screeds that have had ethnic, racial, religious, and gender targets. It hasn't been pretty. Some of us have the ability to see past these nasty salvos. But for many, this steady diet of ugly communication seeps into our souls like an out-of-control abscess. And for some, this has been a clarion call to action and the impetus to a life-altering pivot toward social justice and tolerance. That's what we hear from this week's essayist, Samuel Rideout.
When I was a young adolescent, I remember wearing an Andre Dawson t-shirt and how it opened my eyes to racism. Since my dad has always been a Chicago Cubs fan, it was natural that I should have an awesome Dawson shirt and wear it proudly. However, as an 11-year-old, I had a run-in with an older boy in our middle-class Rhode Island neighborhood that left me puzzled as to why he would have such seething hate for me simply because I was wearing a t-shirt with a black sports star on it. This is the first confrontation with a racist that I can recall. However, as a white male, I am afforded a guest seat to the racism of my countrymen. Because of the color of my skin, I'm assumed to be a safe recipient of the unfiltered racism of other whites who, after a stereotypical look around to be sure nobody of color is near, will unleash a thoughtless and senseless joke or diatribe. Having worked labor jobs all over the country in order to put myself through school, I have been witness to an inordinate amount of blatant racism in my adult life. Up to this point, I thought it enough if I was mindful of my own potential for unconscious bias, corrected or mocked racists at work when opportunities arose, and generally tried to be the open-minded adult my parents raised me to be. But merely living in a way I know to be right no longer seems sufficient. Sadly, our nation seems to be taking a turn for the worse recently, and there is a broad discussion as to whether our current state of affairs and leadership has legitimized bigotry and hatred. As a white male, I have a voice in America that other groups often do not. And it is incumbent on my demographic to raise our voices loud in protest through media such as this. As a new father, it is incumbent on me to fight for the America my daughter deserves, one where the overt racism I have witnessed in person and on the news is confined to history lessons that her generation learns from rather than wrestles with in their everyday lives. Equality can be had, but those of us occupying the privileged demographic have to take the lead. I want my daughter to be able to celebrate diversity without retribution.
Samuel Rideout lives in Providence with his family and is a psychiatry resident with Brown University. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.